continue to hear from the Acts of the Apostles. Wonderful account today of Philip and this eunuch becoming a believer. And it's so striking because it's so simple, not overly complicated. The eunuch says, well, here's water. What would stop me from being baptized right now? Nothing. And he baptizes him. It's important, I think, that we not overcomplicate things. I was just at a Bible study yesterday telling them, you know, it's interesting. When you look at the sacraments, baptism, confirmation, first Eucharist, the requirements are really, really, really little. It's just belief, right? That they believe. So if you have a young person who says, I want to be confirmed, what's confirmation? The Holy Spirit comes, and I want the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they haven't gone to anything. No CCD, no Catholic school, right? But they ask for it, and they understand what they want. They get it. They receive the sacrament. Now, we don't like saying that out loud because then kids don't want to do anything, right? But that's the truth. If a second grader, a first grader, says that the Eucharist is God, that confession forgives my sins, there's not much more to do. Now, it's nice if they can learn some prayers, but that'll come. Prayers aren't more important than Jesus, who's the person we're praying to, right? That we don't want to just desire the gifts of God and not God himself. That would be awful. To just want his gifts, but not him. He wants to give himself to us. That's what he does in the Eucharist. Gives himself completely to us. But it's so easy, isn't it, in our lives? To strive for the gifts of God rather than just God. Because when God comes, all his gifts come as well. But if we just strive after the gifts and not this relationship with the living God, then we can get so discouraged when we didn't receive one of the gifts that we think we need. And then we think God doesn't care about us. Strive for God, not just his gifts.